always someone out there cooler than you. I know that's hard to believe, but there are people you meet, they're into something that is too big to be expressed through their clothes. And they'll put up with all the poses you throw, and you won't even know that they're not sizing you up. They know you're motherfucking.
Hey everybody, welcome to another. I'm in a terrible mood. I don't even want to be anywhere right now. It's not that I don't want to do this. I just don't want to do anything. But I'm going to. Here I am for you guys. Here I am, Uncle Mo, while you eat. I have a power hour today. It's going to be a little different because I'm going to read the questions. That was a little of my trying to get ready. I'm going to be reading the questions right live as I answer them because that might be interesting. And also because this way it only takes 1 hour to make a power hour show. Makes it much more powerful for me, I gotta say. The one good thing about today, got a couple Xbox games in the mail from my brother. He's kind of, you know, we're gonna be game flying each other, which isn't like a sex term. It's just we'll send each other some games here because I got the Xbox. But kind of nice, made my day a little bit. So he sent, you know, Dead Rising, and then I opened it, and there's a note inside. And it's like his little tips and tricks, you know. One of the things is like, 3, if you kill the clown at the end of Out of Control mission, a small chainsaw responds. This is the best weapon in the game. You know, so just stuff like that. There's like 7 things, and then the end is like, now do the rest yourself. So it's like he sent me, you know, some little tips. So it's kind of like we were playing Dead Rising together, which I appreciate, and improved the day overall. Which these candy cigarettes I have sitting here did not. Okay? I don't advise buying candy cigarettes to cheer you up. So I think without further ado, and life's turned to poo, we're going to get started here on the Power Hour. I'm going to have a whiskey drink to sort of cap things off. You guys remember that movie, Set It Off, with Queen Latifah, where those babes all rob a bank and they have cornrowed hair? And then we're supposed to learn, I think, something about being empowered, but I think they also die. I don't know. I'd rob a bank with Queen Latifah. She seems like she'd be up for that kind of thing. Real sturdy woman. My mom's favorite rapper. All right. That's nice. All right. Well, let's get things rolling here. I'm just going to kick up some music. Ahem. Dear Snowman. Well, my boyfriend got me a hunting gun, which I was going to use to scare this girl Jane because she stole my phone. I just wanted to scare her. The gun wasn't real. It didn't fire bullets. It fired capsules or something. Well, I found out Jane was shopping at the mall with her friend Tamsin, so I called my friend Barbie and she drove me there. I told Barbie I would take care of things, but she came with me. I saw Jane and Tasman with a bunch of bags and they were standing beside Target and there was no one else there. We live in Santa Monica, by the way. So I pulled the gun out, and I was going to go up to them and yell at them for stealing my phone and scare them and leave, but Barbie grabbed the gun from me, and she shot Jane. Help, what should I do? So you were going to shoot someone for stealing your phone, but you didn't, and then your friend did. I would say applaud your friend, and send her out on the long, lonely road of the apocalypse, because your friend is fucked, man. You can't fucking shoot somebody, and especially not over a stolen phone. A gun costs more than a phone, by the way, so just trade in the gun for a phone next time. You could get a nice phone. Or trade in your phone for a gun is actually my normal advice in most of these kinds of cases, I have to say. Dear Snowman, there's this mentally handicapped boy who has a crush on me. If I get too close to him, he either tries to put his arm around me or hug me, and I don't like that. Whenever he does put his arm around me, I always tell him not to do it, so he takes away his arm but lets his hand run down my back where it touches my butt. I help him out a lot during PE too, and it's really weird. The other day, he asked me if he could touch my muscle, and I said no, but he reached over and started feeling my leg. I quickly told him not to do that, and I brushed his hand away. Please help me, from Becca. Well, Becca, one of two things is going on here. Either you are so irresistible that this, you know, even no person can resist you, and so handicapped people, you know, that's his barrier that's broken down by his mental state, so he can't help but molest you and everyone else wants to, or you're only attracting the handicap, which would be a real bad thing. Real unfortunate. But kind of sounds like what's going on. So take what you can get. Dear Snowman, my mom has flirted with my husband since we got married. First she would buy him stuff, including a grill. Then she would find ways to spend the night at his house when she knew I couldn't stay. And last winter she called him and asked him to protect her from my father. Now I found out that she's sending him sexually explicit text messages and pictures of herself nude. I'm 6 months pregnant and very hurt by this, but have to keep my stress low for the baby's sake. I'm very hurt by both of them right now. What is the best way to handle this without going crazy? From Red. Well, you already saw pictures of your mom naked, I guess, even if they're on a tiny phone screen, but that kind of makes them all the more unforgettable, doesn't it? I mean, if they're so fucking small, they can just fit easily in your memory banks? How can you deal with this? I mean, you need to get rid of your husband, for one thing. Because if he's looking at naked pictures of your mom, although maybe your mom's attractive. Or maybe she's unattractive, but your husband's mentally handicapped. Dear Snowman, me and my friend drew a unicorn with a dick and got caught by the teacher. Here's the catch. We have to show it to our parents and get them to sign it. I'm scared. What should I do? Any advice? From Drew. Yes, first you need to figure out how to forge your dad's signature, and then what you do is you use your artistic merits that you use to draw a unicorn penis, and go ahead, is the penis on instead of the horn? Because if you did that instead of drawing a unicorn with a dick in the normal spot, that's art. But I would anyway have the penis ejecting semen, and have your dad's signature sort of formed as dripping semen, you know, so that can be your dad's sort of tacit approval of it. And then your teacher will know, like, alright, Drew's dad's fucking nuts. I'm not gonna fuck with Drew's dad. Whatever, you know, he signed in cum font, I can't overcome that. Drew is on his own at this point. Dear Snowman, how do I know if I've had sex? From Melissa. Well, here's how I know I've had sex. I usually go into the bathroom, and I'm naked. There's a distinct wafting smell of crotch just in the air, which is, I think, why burning candles during sex should happen, because then you can eliminate that. I feel empty inside, but not in a good way, and not in a way that I can fill with, like, spaghetti, because that's a good kind of empty. More in the bad way, where I feel like, what's the point of life? I'm just gonna die. All my flesh is decaying slowly. You really start to reevaluate what you've been doing with your life. I mean, if you have to go to work the next day, you're like, I had sex and that was good, but I still have to go to work, which I don't want to do, which is bad. So generally just feeling bad about yourself. And, you know, maybe your partner, maybe not. I guess it depends. Dear Snowman, yesterday I slept all day. I woke up at 8 p.m. and I forgot who I was and where I was. It took me an hour to recollect my memories. I started crying, asking myself, why do I have these memories? Why am I living? Why are these people my family? Why am I questioning everything? If it helps, I'm taking 40 milligrams of Prozac, 5 milligrams of Klonopin, and 300 milligrams of Seroquel. I don't take any drugs like marijuana, and I've never taken any drugs. Do you think it was the combination of sleeping, my medication, and flu that gave me problems with my memories? From Rocco. Oh, the problems with your modern life, Rocco. You know what? When you say you haven't taken any drugs, I think you're kind of, like, walking a bad line there, and you should reconsider. Because it sure sounds to me like you're taking a bunch of drugs. Seroquel? I don't even know what that is. It sounds like it comes out of some kind of medicated porcupine. Yeah, it's probably the drugs. Dear Snowman, what would be the effects of only allowing women to smoke marijuana? From The Dude. So you're saying, like, we legalize marijuana and we stop men from doing it somehow also? So only women are able to smoke it and it's, like, banned from the world of men? Well, I think that Bob Marley tapestries would be replaced by Dave Matthew and John Mayer tapestries. I don't know. I mean, I think what you're expecting is something like, oh, the world would be less violent and lazy and probably Xbox playing would go down. But I think things would be basically the same. I don't know. People are real into marijuana. I don't care. I'm sure it's fun. But what's the big deal? I mean, it's not going to change the world. Everyone's like, oh, legalize it, legalize it. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Can you get marijuana? Everyone who wants it can get it, as far as I can tell. So just leave it alone. Dear Snowman, what type of women tend to be the best, wildest in bed? I wish I could say I've slept with tons of supermodels, but I haven't. I've been with about two women who truly upper-end hotties, though. One was decent in bed, the other a bit lazy. I think the women who are best in bed are single moms, big girls, cougars, and single moms. What do you think? From Bry Guy. Well, you definitely are into the single mom thing. Although I don't know if the single thing really matters. And you said you've only been with two women? But you say single moms, big girls, and cougars. So maybe you were with one single big cougar, or one single mom and then a big girl cougar, or something like that. I think the women who are best in bed are probably the ones willing to give the butt. Based on what we've discussed on this show before, it's all about the butt, I think. I don't know, I think it's just motivation, right? Maybe you need to get them excited. Dear Snowman, I'm 16 years old and have been hospitalized in a mental institution 6 times. My recent ones were those which occurred during the months of November and December of 2011. However, during the last two, I was held down and restrained for at least an hour each time. I wasn't aggressive, just to myself. It's obvious that each time they called it a code, and men came in to tie me up face down. Thing is, one of the times, this really strong lady came in and practically grabbed me so hard she lifted me from the ground and threw me violently on the bed, which I was to be restrained. Bruises showed on my wrist when I was let go. Another time, I was picked up by the neck while my feet were in the air. Also, one night, as I heard the girl in the room beside me scream as they tied her, they decided to give me a shot just because I was sitting up on my bed and not sleeping. Is it mandatory that they give you medicine every time you are in restraints? But why did they have to inject me? From Emily. It's awesome that you're in a hospital where it's like people run around injecting people and they just put you to sleep. I would like someone like that to come to my house. Dear Snowman, how can we shut down fathers' rights groups? A lot of them want to molest children, and how can these groups be legal? From Stick. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know fathers' rights were about molesting children. I thought it was... I mean, I guess being a dad and making your own kid is kind of the best way to molest them, right? It's kind of a time traveler's wife thing where you make the kid perfect for you to molest. You give them all the qualities they like. You make sure they like doing the same stuff, I guess. I don't know. On the other hand, fathering all of your own victims seems like a waste of time. I mean, you don't see this with, like, murderers, right? People just make their own kids to murder. So, maybe work on the boy fuckers instead of the fathers. I don't know. Fathers of the boy fuckers. I mean, I guess if they're fucking their own child, that seems like a whole new level, right? That's the challenge stage. That's a side quest of life. Dear Snowman, okay, basically I went to some massive party yesterday, and now I've woken up in some house I've never seen before. I have just my pants on and no shirt. I'm scared. What do I do? From Paula. No pants and a shirt. Oh, you have your pants and no shirt. Oh, that's too bad. Because shirt and no pants works for a girl and not a guy, and then the opposite look works for a guy. But you can't switch over. If you're a girl and you're wearing just sweats with no shirt, you look ridiculous, okay? I mean, we've talked a lot about how a guy looks bad with a shirt and no pants, because he just looks like you're just waiting for that last millimeter of shirt to go up so you see just the tip of his penis. But for a girl to wear a pants and no shirt, it just looks silly, because you're like, well, what are you wasting your time for? You're kind of less and more dressed than wearing a bikini at that point. You might as well just take the pants off and wear your underwear. Dear Snowman, what happens when you're having sex with an old person and they suffer a heart attack and die in the middle of it? Will the other person be likely to get accused of manslaughter or murder in this case? From Snowmobile. Well, I gotta say, whenever I have sex with an old person, it's a form of manslaughter. I slaughter those men with my love. I don't think so. I mean, if they can prove they had a heart attack, that would be a good, like, erotic mystery. You make this lady who's a murderer who gets dudes so excited, like old CEO assholes, and she gets them so excited sexually that they tend to have heart attacks and aneurysms and stuff. But, you know, they can't really prove it against her because it's like, well, they were just banging her. You know, and she just, I don't know what she does at that point, takes over their companies that make old fans that go in industrial warehouses and shit like that. But you get what I'm saying. You could work this out somehow, I think. Dear Snowman, why Japanese and Chinese people are good at mathematics? From Hank. Well, Hank, probably why same reason you good at English. I don't know. I don't really know. I think it's maybe, here's my theory. Because, like, smartest kid in our school, Indian kid, right? Smartest kids in a lot of schools, Asian, Indian, etc. I think maybe it's just time to turn the mirror on ourselves and be like, whites are kind of dumb. Whites are not as smart as we think. I think we did a good job identifying in the past races that we thought were dumber and trying to put them down and keep them dumber. But while we were so busy focusing on those races, other races came out of the woodwork and the Chinese finger trap basket weave work and outshined us, screwed us. Screw the pooch to us. Put the screws to our pooch. Dear Snowman, why do I like white women so much? Don't get me wrong, if a chick is hot, she's hot. I'm South Asian, born in Canada, been with brown, Asian, and white women, but I just find white women extra hot. Why is this? From Khan. King of Khan. Why do you find white women hot? I mean, I guess there are hot white women, right? I don't know. I don't really care for, like, the human body is a sexual thing. But, why do you like white women? I don't know. I mean, because there's something wrong with you. Are you talking about in life or pornography or just the ones you banged? Just like white women. That's okay. That's not a stereotype of, what are you, South, whatever, Asian island, born in Canada. There's no stereotypes for a South Asian born in Canada. So really, you can forge new territory and create stereotypes for us. So I encourage you to like a specific race, because that way we can, you know, be mean to you. Dear Snowman, do I need to watch porn secretly every time to prevent the social negative repercussions of female sexuality? From Guilty Lady. So you're saying you always watch it in secret to prevent the social negative repercussions of female sexuality? I guess it depends. I mean, I don't know. Who would you normally... You're not normally watching it secretly because of that. I watch porn secretly if I watched it. Okay, Mom, at home listening. If I watched porn, I would watch it secretly just because I was... What are you going to do? Project it on the side of your house while you fucking diddle yourself? You can't do that. So you don't have to be a secret about it. You don't have to go into the fucking bat cave down a well outside your house or through a secret hole in a hot tub that drains into your porn layer. But you could probably do it in a, you know, office room without a picture window. I think it's about, you know, small drawing of lines. Dear Snowman, would you be with a person who is boring in bed? From Broken. Probably. Because how would you know they were boring in bed until you were with them in bed and then they were boring? I mean, and if I was with someone and they were boring in bed the one time, I don't know, they'd have to be real boring. I mean, are you talking about boring as in they just don't seem interested or trying? Because that I would probably try a couple times because I'd be like, I can make this work. This is going to happen. But if they were boring in the way of, like, you know, they were just, I don't know, telling me about their work day while we were trying to bang... I'd give it another shot just out of fascination. Honestly, that's not boring to me. That's less boring to me than, because it's so fucking weird and I want to know what the hell was going on. So yeah, I guess I would be with someone who was super boring in bed. I wouldn't want medium boring, super boring. Dear Snowman, today I went on a date with a redhead. We were close for months, and I got the guts to ask her out. She urged me to go to an Indian restaurant, and we debated for a bit, but she won the debate. Lunch was going well. It was delicious, so I decided to look around, and there was a family of 6 Indians staring at us. I decided to ignore them, but the girl and I were talking and stuff. We had a good date, and about 10 minutes in, we heard chairs moving, and I was relieved the family left. I paid them no attention. All of a sudden, some water flies at my face, and this woman yells some stuff in Hindi at me. Other families had to drag her off. She was wearing the hideous sari and all that garbage that Indians wear. I am really starting to hate my own people. Whole date gets ruined, and the woman yells out, "Indian women not good enough for you?" My nice shirt got ruined and everything. What should I have done? If it's a truly nice shirt, you should definitely take it in for dry cleaning. Okay? Immediately. I would hang it up until it air dries and then see if you can salvage it. Because it's the middle of the date. Dear Snowman, is sex really as good as people say it is? Should I wait until I'm older to have it? What is it like? From Nikki. It's gonna be exactly what you imagine. The thing is, I think whatever you imagine it to be like, it kind of turns into that because that's how you've imagined it. So it's 90% what you imagine, 10% nice surprise. So, you know, if you're like, you've always imagined it being this romantic, twilighty kind of thing where you're fucking a vampire, well, you'll probably, the first person you sleep with, if it's your choice, will be some romantic, vampiric type guy. So it'll be kind of what you're expecting. Or if you're like me, you know, it'll be very scary and you'll be nervous and then you will not really understand how to even gauge whether or not the woman was pleased, and she won't be. Dear Snowman, I plan to be a virgin forever. What's wrong with that? I'm 20 and I plan to be a virgin forever. I simply don't have any talent when it comes to women, nor do I want to waste time with it. I'm currently at university and I'm social. I go out at night like everybody. The difference is I go home alone. I'm not comfortable in my body, even though some girls say I'm good looking. Keeping off sex prevents me from going through stupid expectations. And no, I've never had a girlfriend and never had a first kiss. I will stay single forever as well. If you keep reminding yourself of all the disadvantages sex and relationships bring, it's actually not that hard. From Jim. Well, thanks for the advice, Jim. I'd still like to have sex, I think. Despite what you're... I think you were giving me advice there. But I don't think lowered expectations for myself. I don't think I've gotten so low that I'm willing to say, like, you know what? I'm just not even going to have sex. Not only am I not going to try, it's never going to happen again. So I appreciate your outlook, but I can't subscribe to it. Dear Snowman, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does God exist? 1 being absolutely not, 2 being slight chance, 10 being 100% he exists. From Proteus. So he could some exist or some not exist? I mean, you know, 0. To me, I don't know, it has to be 0 or 100, right? Who's like, I believe in half a god? What is he, in fucking a wheelchair? He's just the top half of a torso with no legs? We're talking today about God, because, you know, okay, so Jewish people do circumcisions, yet they don't believe in, you know, fucking up the body, like you can't have a tattoo or whatever, but you still get circumcised because, you know, whatever. So I don't understand why it's like you can cut a piece off of your penis, but you can't, like, put a design on yourself. Or, you know, what if you just drew a dotted line on your penis where you wanted to get it circumcised? What about that? Dear Snowman, why did you choose to be gay, and do you regret your decision? From Fister. Why did I choose? I don't think I chose to be gay. I think gay chose me. You know, just like the theater. I don't know. I mean, do people choose to be gay? I don't think they choose it, right? I don't know why you would. I guess some people probably do. But, you know, some people choose a lot of dumb shit. And if you're so dumb as to choose to be gay, and then, you know, you think that you chose that as opposed to it just was how you were, I don't know why you would ever regret your decision, because you're probably not reflective enough on yourself to say, like, I chose to be gay, and that was a mistake. So I don't know. Just be gay. I don't know. I'm sure if you're gay, you probably don't regret being gay, because what are you going to do? I don't regret having fucking brown hair. I don't have a lot of choice. Dear Snowman, When you cross over, what do you think the afterlife is going to be like? Filled with fragrant fields to spin and twirl in? A white room? Explain everything down to the very last detail if you can or want. From Winter Girl. I have a feeling that the afterlife is going to be basically... I think my version of the afterlife, as I fear it, is I will wake up in a coffin going like, oh, dear God, I've been buried alive, and I'm 70, I'm never going to punch my way out of here like Kill Bill. And so that'll be my sort of afterlife. A brief few moments of horrifying terror that will eventually end, because life eventually ends no matter what, right? Like the worst thing that can happen to you. I mean, if they braid your hands in a horse's tail and let the horse kick you to death violently, you still die eventually. So what the fuck's the difference? I don't know. And then it'll be great. I think it'll be restful. Sometimes I'm so tired when I wake up in the morning, I think I wish I was dead because it'd be like sleeping. Dear Snowman, senior citizens with cell phones, do you wish they would just make a phone that had the basics? Like voicemail, missed calls, contacts, number of who called, and clock? From Lana. So you want a cell phone that's like made for old people. That's just the basics, you know. They do make a cell phone like that. It's called Every Cell Phone I Had Before. You know, it doesn't have, I mean, what are the non-basics that you have? Facebook on your phone? And just don't use that part. I think what you're asking for is a home phone. That sounds like the basics to me. It's like, oh, also a clock. Fucking old people want a clock on everything. I blame you guys for that shit. If the world was run by old people, if companies didn't force old people out, there'd be a goddamn clock on every beer bottle that I've ever seen. Every goddamn glass of water, the tap would turn on and a tiny clock would fall in it. You guys are so obsessed with the time because you're about to die. Dear Snowman, tips on how to stop being bisexual. Now, I know as a fact you can change if you're straight, gay, etc., you're sexually attracted to them, but are there any sort of tips on how to become straight? Best, Ben. So you want tips on how to go from being bisexual to being straight. Honestly, if you just want to stop being bisexual, I would move towards guys. Because I think it's going to be easy to find guys to have sex with and have times with. Grindr? Just get on Grindr. And you know, I think girls will pretty much leave you alone. God knows I've had no trouble with, like, how do I turn down all these girls? I can't stop them. They're storming the gates of my castle. You know, they're trying to assault my parapet. I can't make any more analogies castle-related, but you get the idea. I have to spill my boiling oil on their corpses to stop them from getting inside my moat. Dear Snowman, oh God, why are black people so much more creative than white people? I'm not meaning to be racist, I am white, but all my friends that are white are like really crappy artists, and all my black ones are amazing. Please don't take any offense. From Vince. Well, maybe you're just hanging out with shitty white people. I don't know. There seems to be plenty of white people who are creative, right? Tim and Eric seem to be pretty much white. They're creative. I don't know if I like them. But Jesus Christ, you couldn't say they're not creative. That's for damn sure. You know, I think there's always a danger in saying one race is something more than another race. I think that's always racist. And if you have the urge to add in parentheses, I'm not being racist, guarantee you're being racist. Because if you weren't being racist, you wouldn't even have to say it, right? You would just, that would be that. You'd be all set. Dear Snowman, why do I keep farting? I haven't really been eating all that much lately, just usual stuff, but I really haven't got a clue. I just keep farting all the time, and I can't help it. Haha, this is embarrassing. Smiley face. From Danny. I don't know. Some people are just farty, I think. I think I'm farty. I fart daily often. I mean, are most people farting several times a day? Like, every time I get in the car, I just am like, all of a sudden realize I've been holding in a fart for like 4 hours. Every date I've ever been on, I'll tell you this right now. Until I get comfortable with a girlfriend, you know, those first fucking 50 dates or whatever, I drop her off at her house, I get in the car, and then I just fill the entire space with farts. I don't know why. It's something about being nervous, maybe. It's kind of like a dog. I think when dogs get nervous, they get gas. I think dogs and I have that same problem. So I go on the date, and I get extra gas. Dear Snowman, What would you do if you met an Arab? From Domino. Oh, I got so many plans if I met an Arab. I have no fucking idea. What would I do if I met an Arab? Well, probably the same thing I would do if I met anyone, which was, like, studiously ignore them and try to not be friends. Because that's my general policy with new people. I just try to, I treat everyone the same, which is horribly. I would leave in my headphones and walk past them and perhaps do that downward nod while looking them in the eyes, which is like, see you there. Don't really want to talk to you. That's how I would handle an Arab. That's my advice to everyone for handling an Arab, regardless of your racial orientation. Dear Snowman, how do I get over my fear of the sun? I'm very paranoid of the sun, and it hasn't been a problem till now. It's been getting in the way of social things, yeah, no shit, that are important to me. If I'm in the sun for even a minute, I spend the rest of the day paranoid if I'm sunburned, tanned, or getting skin cancer. I want this madness to stop so I can live my life and enjoy the sun like everyone else does. From James. Well, Paleface, get a fucking Xbox. That's what I've done, and you don't even need the sun anymore, man. I mean, maybe the sun is powering the outside world in some way, but you don't need that shit. You're above the sun. The Xbox is much more inventive than the sun. The Xbox will take you into worlds that have their own suns. People program these suns to shine on these other worlds. Or it'll just be nighttime. And then who gives a shit? Then you just do all your stuff at night. Everything's better at night. It's less crowded and more money. It's perfect. Dear Snowman, describe the most annoying woman you know. I'd like to know what characteristics you find especially annoying. Thank you and have a lovely day. From Glinda. Can I tell you a really annoying feature? I don't know if this is a woman-specific feature, but I knew a woman who did this. You know how at the grocery store they ask you, can I help you out with these groceries? And you always say no because you're a sane adult and you're like, well, I can get from inside. I took these all around the store. I can get them from here to my car. I knew a lady who always got helped out. And I remember watching one time I just happened to see her in the parking lot. Oldest man of all time loading the groceries in her fucking trunk. So don't do that. Buy fewer groceries. And if you're having an old man help you out to the car, what the fuck are you doing when you get home? How can you possibly get the groceries from your car to your home if you can't get them from the store to your car and you have the goddamn cart? Dear Snowman, my wife thinks I'm a psychopath after she came to believe I had a dream about Sodom, zing, hedgehogs? Thing is, I never said that. What I said was I wanted to have regular intercourse with a porcupine. Is that going to resolve her issues? From Jimmy. Here's the thing. Your wife thinks you're psycho because you had a dream about sodomizing hedgehogs, and you're trying to correct her saying you wanted to have sex with a porcupine. No, that's not going to resolve her issues. I think there's a very big communication problem here, and it's not about which kind of animal, and it's like, it's not going in his butt, okay? It's going in the porcupine vagina. Which I don't, is that separate from the butt on a porcupine? Do they even need two openings? It seems like they could do with the one. I don't know what their dicks are like, but if they came out of their butts, I wouldn't be blown away. I think I could deal with that. So, you're weird. Dear Snowman, are you irritated about remaining bloodstains? The era has come when even inside of women's bodies should be cleaned. The internal parts of women's bodies must be pure. From Ty. That sounds like the manifesto of someone who's about to kill, right? You know, are you angry about bloodstains inside of a woman's body? I don't think if blood is inside your body, it's a blood stain. I think it's your blood. You know, that's like, are you sick of having saliva in your mouth? And maybe, but I don't know what you could do about it. Just suck on cotton all day? I hope that you haven't killed yet. I'm going to advise you not to kill women. Unless it's that woman from the grocery store who, again, how are you getting it from the car to the house if you can't get it from the store to the car, okay? So if it's that woman and you're irritated about her blood, that's fine. Whatever it takes to get the knife into her. Dear Snowman, If an evil sex bot achieved world domination tomorrow and a law was made that everyone had to be polygamous, would you prefer to share or be shared? From Shala. So this is a dystopian future where all either I have to bang a bunch of people or my partner, I guess, my wife would have to share a bunch of people. I mean, I guess I'd rather be shared, right? Because, you know, that's fun. I mean, that's an adventure. That's something to talk about when you get home. It's like, I never wanted to be the stay-at-home guy who has nothing to talk about. That's boring. You know, and fascinated when my wife comes home. I'm like, tell me some of your sexy stories. Why would you even be married, though? You could just probably not be married and fuck, right? You could just all fuck. I'd be like, well, maybe we could demarry and bang. I mean, this sex bot leader seems to be okay with that. Dear Snowman, should this go down on the next president's to-do list? Don't get mad, but the government needs to pass these rules. 1. There needs to be a rule on name creation. How can someone just make up a name? 2. 2 children per household. 3. Baby should take race of birth father, instead of child being biracial, because pretty soon everybody's going to be biracial Americans. 4. Enforce people to look up their roots and have it published in an American Roots internet site. Pretty soon, nobody is going to know where they came from. From June. Do I think that should be a rule? So basically you're asking for racial purity. But it's not even... See, this is my problem. You're a real half-assed Nazi. People would call you a Nazi, but I wouldn't because I don't think you're even that together. Because you're not saying, let's not have biracial babies. You're just saying, let's identify babies as monoracial based on the father. Dear Snowman, why does my toddler get sick every time I'm on my period? My son is 2.5, and he's been getting really high fevers and a sore throat every month since he's turned, whatever. Last few months, I've noticed he gets sick the same time I'm having my period. Well, today he and I woke up from a nap and he was 103 degrees, and when I went to the restroom, I started my period. I know this is strange, but has anyone ever heard of this or experienced anything like this? From Marsha. So your son is sick every time you have your period. Well, I think I'm sickened by that story, and that's the one period. Have you been telling your son a lot about your periods? Has he been, and he's not baby. You don't feed the son the period blood, okay? I know he eats the fluids that come out of your body, but the period blood, that's just for throwing away. That's used up. It can be gone. Drain yourself of your blood and move on to the next month. That's all you can do. Don't... Dear Snowman, is it possible to get pregnant from fingering? Could I be pregnant? I know this question might be stupid, but I was just wondering if the guy has cum on his hands or if it gets near your vagina and pushed it in there, if any possibility of you getting pregnant. Last week or so, I had brown discharge for 6 days. This was odd for me. Me and my boyfriend have never had sex, but we fool around. I'm supposed to get my period, and I'm getting white discharge and some cramps. What could it be? From Kim. Well, I don't know if brown discharge is about being pregnant. I mean, yeah, if the guy beats off on his hand and then jams his hand inside you, I'm pretty sure, haven't researched, pretty sure that's exactly how artificial insemination works. The doctor just comes on his hand and crams it up inside you and does kind of like the queen's wave from a parade to make sure and spread it around the inside, whatever is in there, spread the goo around. But no, I think it's more likely he had Dorito dust under his fingernails. Dear Snowman, do infrared socks work? I've been having some pain in my toe and was wondering if infrared socks work. From Jeremy. Jeremy, I don't even know what infrared socks are. Do they block infrared? I mean, what is that even? Do you understand anything about science? That would be like asking me, do socks that block radio waves work? And what is work? I mean, as far as I know, socks are designed to trap sweat, cum, etc., blood, and keep it from getting in your shoes, because your shoes need to last longer than your socks. It's kind of like a condom for your foot. You know, you put the condom on so you don't wear out the vagina and make it smell like old penis, so you wear a sock so the shoe doesn't smell like old foot. Dear Snowman, which tattoo idea is better? So my 18th birthday is about 5 months away, and I'm looking for tattoo ideas because I always wanted one. I found a cool design of a dandelion with pieces flying away that I want to get on the lower side of my back, with pieces of the dandelion flying across my back. I like the idea of being free and letting life take it where it needs to be, like the dandelion. It also makes me think of summer memories. I either want the quote, "wherever the wind takes me, blowing in the wind with the pieces of the dandelion," or no quote, but with birds. Either way, I want it to represent being free and letting life take it where it needs to. From Saffron. I mean, here's the thing about tattoo, lady. Less is more, okay? And believe me, when some person gets you naked and you're explaining how it's that you're free and whatever and you let life takes it where you want, they will understand the innuendo of it. They don't need it to be spelled out in words, and they certainly don't need birds. Dear Snowman, can I use a one-piece racing swimsuit as underwear? I also want to know if I can use it as pajamas. From Jan. Jan, here's the thing. You can. You can. However, I would question why you don't own underwear and also pajamas, okay? And maybe one underwear purchase, because I mean, maybe wearing underwear as pajamas would be superior to a one-piece bathing suit. And you're going to have a situation. I mean, I had a guy ring my doorbell at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and sometimes I sleep in the nude. So I went running to the door because I was like, maybe this is a package or something. Just some asshole telling me about a church, so I didn't answer the door. I actually was deathly quiet because I was afraid he would hear that I was alive in my own home. But you're going to have to answer the door sometime. And when you just answer the door in a one-piece bathing suit in the middle of winter with slippers on, people are going to think you're as insane as you are. Dear Snowman, how should I clean my oboe? From Kylie. An oboe. I'm not even sure what that is, but I think it's a long woodwind instrument. I would clean it by cleansing fire. Burn that fucker down. Because you know what? You're never going to get famous playing the oboe. Nobody's ever going to tell you. Here's how you'll know. When you've been playing the oboe for 25 years, and not one person says, "Hey, will you bring your oboe to our party and play it for everybody?" And not one person says that, you'll be able to look at yourself and say, "You know what? I don't think I need this oboe. I think that playing this may have been a mistake and a waste of my life." So once it's dirty, just throw it out and be done with it forever. That's what I would do. That's what I did. That's what I did with the fucking clarinet. Once it was filled with gobs of spit, I threw it out. It was done. Dear Snowman, does anybody else think boob implants look weird? From Baka. I guess it depends on what you mean by weird and what implants you're talking about. I mean, yes, if they're gigantic and crazy and shaped not like boobs. I mean, there are implants that look like implants, right? It's like any surgery. Sometimes there's a face surgery that doesn't make you look young. It makes you look like you had face surgery. And maybe you're talking about outside of the breast. Like you're with that other guy who is talking about blood and you're going around cutting out women's breast implants and saving them as a trophy. Again, awesome murder mystery idea. So if that's what you're talking about, sure. Yeah, I think a breast implant just hanging around looks pretty weird. If I went to someone's house and they had a breast implant sitting on the coffee table, I would be like, that's a strange object to have around. But I don't know, everything you put in your body is weird. Dear Snowman, how can I go about safely dissecting myself? I've been really interested in cutting myself open and examining my insides. I don't know, it just sounds awesome, and I would like to know how I can do it safely and preferably painlessly. From Gavin. What is that? Isn't there a pop of... I cut myself open, I threw myself shut, and da-da-da-da. I don't know what the rest of the words are, but maybe that explains how he does it. The scars remind him that the past is real, I know that. Is that what you're looking for, to make sure the past is real? It's real! Believe me, it's there. Here's the thing, you should be examining someone else's insides. You can't really, I don't know how you could focus on your own insides and cut them open. Maybe if you're paralyzed. I don't know, if I'm in a wheelchair and I can't feel my leg, can I cut it open and just look inside? Does that hurt? Is that a problem? Dear Snowman, Two of my friends have had a massive fallout. Police and everything. Today the girl started on my mate again, saying she will never get laid on another shiz. What's some good comebacks? From Ellie. Okay, so wait. One girl told the other girl she'll never get laid again and some other shit. What's some good comebacks? So someone comes up to me and says, yo, you're never gonna get laid again. My response would probably be something like, that's probably true. Or, you might be right. But you know, I do have a smartphone with access to pornography and more money than I would have if I was getting laid, I think. I suspect. I don't know. I think my response would be to go home and play Xbox. Beat Portal again or something. That makes you feel good for a little while, seeing that little achievement come across the screen. At the start, I think you have to come back to yourself. Dear Snowman, what will you do if you know that you will die after 2 days? From Bullet. If I knew I was going to die in 2 days, I think I'd just kill myself. I'd clean my apartment, you know, of things that I didn't want anyone to find. Stuff that I didn't want anyone to find. I would also, I always wonder, like, a famous writer, right? Like, when they die, there are always, like, 10 books come out after they died. It's like, they're unpublished stuff and you're supposed to be excited. But I always think, this fucker didn't want this stuff to come out. That's why he didn't publish it. So who are you to publish it? So I would throw out anything I'd ever written, I think, just because I'll be fucking dead, so who cares? I don't want to do that, you know? Leave a bunch of stuff just hanging around for people to sort through. So maybe I would, you know, I'd take one day and throw stuff away, and then day two, kill myself. Because, you know, I hold my own fate, damn it. Dear Snowman, has anyone complained about your music? I'm in Walmart, and this lady was complaining that my music was too loud. Then she saw I was getting a Megadeth CD. She told me I'm going to hell for listening to the devil's music. From Nate. Nate, if you're buying a Megadeth CD, I would hope that you're in your 40s and you've been going to hell for a long time. That you're pretty hellbound as it is if you've gone as far as to buy a Megadeth compact disc at the Walmart. I would also say you may already be in hell. I don't think it's much worse than buying a new Megadeth CD at Walmart and having an old lady. And why are you talking to some old bitch, and what is she doing in the music section? Old ladies do not listen to music. They do the fucking crossword puzzle. They play Pinochle. What do they need music for unless it's like... If it's not on a Chips Ahoy commercial, they don't need it. Dear Snowman, are the cliffs at Southend-on-Sea really accessible, and would a fall from then kill me? From William. Are you trying to kill yourself, or is this just, like, for fun? Are you just fucking with me? I don't know. I don't know where Southend-on-Sea is. What's the minimum height? Here's the thing. I don't think that jumping off of something is a great way to kill yourself unless you're really, really sure. And the way to be sure is if there are, like, a lot of safety features. You know, Empire State Building would be pretty difficult to jump off of, so that would probably kill you. I don't know, shoot a gun. Yeah, do I think a bullet coming from a gun would finish you? Definitely. If you fall off a cliff and you're still alive, I mean, you're gonna get hospital, helicopter rescued, they're gonna charge you for the fucking helicopter and all that bullshit, and you're probably gonna be less happy than you were. Because you're going to be all fucked up. Dear Snowman, looking for exotic furs for a coat. I'm looking for the most exotic fur to use as material for a new coat. Something you haven't seen in years or just plain don't see, like polar bear, panda, tiger, lynx, gray wolf. Know where I could place an order for a coat or some exotic animal specialist furrier? From Jay. I don't personally know anyone who traffics in those items, no. But I would suggest, you know what I think has never been done? A human flesh coat. Hear me out. It's exotic. I think PETA would get on board. This would be a big PETA thing, right? Because you'd be like, oh, so it's okay to wear a sable, but not a human. Interesting. Interesting you say that. Then you could probably have sex with some weird old lady who likes throwing paint on people all day. Other than that, I don't know. Just don't wear, just move somewhere warm. Dear Snowman, fire juggling. I haven't used my torches for about a year and one of them won't light. I've soaked all the torches in paraffin for the same amount of time and one won't light. Is there a reason? Also, is there a better fuel to use than paraffin? Any more general tips on prepping fire juggling would be much appreciated. From Jan. Well, here's how I get ready to fire juggle. I just pre-burn my entire body, you know. Once you look like a seal, let's say, and you're just covered in scars, you're ready to juggle fire, because it doesn't matter what you do to yourself at that point. You're already there. You're finished. You're done. So, yeah, just start juggling fire. I don't know. Instead of juggling it, why not just put it directly up to your face? People are going to be more entertained by watching you burn your face than juggle fire and not get burned. They're all just waiting for you to get burned. You could just walk on stage and burn yourself. That takes no skill. Dear Snowman, what is the best character in Skyrim? What character on Elder Scrolls V do you think is the best and why? From Brent. Probably some kind of guy who does magic. The troll. Is there a troll? I have no fucking idea. I don't know. Does it matter? What is the best character on Skyrim? That's a crazy question. I even enjoy video games, but I don't know how to answer that. That seems like a spiritual question to me. That's as spiritual as I get anyway. I don't know, Panda. Be the Panda. Is there a Panda? You know, there's a concert game where you can be a wolfman with an arm cannon. I don't know why you'd be a regular guy if you could be him, so if there's a wolfman with arm cannon, always go with that. I've always said that piece of advice to anyone who asked. No questions. Wolfman, cannon. That's your choice. Dear Snowman, how much mayonnaise could a donkey safely eat? My mom went to Costco and bought a giant tub of mayo that she wants to keep in the garage. If my donkey were to break into it, would he be okay even if he ate the whole thing? I just want to make sure. He's a mischievous creature and has opened sealed jars before. I'm not sure how, but he can. From Chuck. Well, you need to stop keeping a donkey in the garage, okay? And why is your mom keeping mayonnaise in the garage? Just out in the open? That shit needs to be refrigerated. I don't care if it's from Costco or not. You need to refrigerate mayonnaise. And don't be buying a giant tub of mayonnaise, okay? If you're worried that you have enough mayonnaise to kill a donkey, you have too much fucking mayonnaise in your house. That's the answer. Unless you own a White Castle and you keep your supplies in your garage, in which case a donkey has no fucking business being near them, you have too much mayonnaise in your house. If you have any one ingredient, so much of it that it kills a donkey, it's too much. Dear Snowman, what do you do if you see someone smack their horse? Say their horse is scared of something and won't go near it, and the person starts whipping them, trying to get them near the object. What do you do? Do you think it's okay or not okay? From Cowgirl. I don't know. I mean, it seems hard to me to hurt a horse. I don't know how. If someone was like, make that horse feel pain, I wouldn't really know what to do. I mean, is he hitting it with a pool cue across the face? Is he breaking a pool cue over his head? Maybe that would have an effect. I don't know. Is he just hitting him with his fist? Or he's whipping it? Like Indiana Jones? I mean, is the horse tied up and he's yelling at it to admit that its name is Toby? I don't know. Leave it alone. I mean, people have been whipping a horse forever. What are you going to do? Go beat up the guy and then take the horse home? Where are you going to put the horse? In your garage with all your fucking mayonnaise from Costco? You don't have any knowledge of horses, obviously. So leave it alone. Just trust the guy. Dear Snowman, last night we heard noises and today we put lots of traps. My fiancé bought sticky traps even though I told him those are not humane, and as soon as we set one up, mice got caught. He is making noise and I'm really sad. Should we kill him? And how my mom says just step on it, but it's not a spider. Is this inhuman? Do we have a law or just a couple? It's morning and I got one within minutes. From Callie. Callie, I'd say first of all, panic does not excuse no punctuation. Panic requires punctuation. It's the two P's, panic and punctuation. No, I don't think you should just step on him. Why did you get the sticky trap if you just want to kill it? That seems pointless. Why wouldn't you get the kind that kills it, and then you could just throw the whole thing away? I mean, I guess if you're into that, if you're into crushing a mouse, a sticky trap is a pretty good option. Or, you know, you could do lots of cool things with it, like put it on a conveyor belt that leads into a fire, or run it over with a train, tape it to a train track. Dear Snowman, There was an unruly kid with developmental problems who took markers and wrote all over the walls. I tried to fix it by repainting the room, but the marker ink would simply bleed right through even after a thick coat. It would bleed as it dried, so now I'm back to square one. How can I fix this? From George. Why were you letting a retarded kid write all over your walls with markers, first of all? And secondly, I don't know, just leave it alone. Who cares? Maybe you're just seeing the ghost of it. Does it say, did he draw a picture of a smiley face and then it bled through as the word murder? Because in that case, I would say stop trying to paint over it. Heed the warning. Stop trying to paint over it both real, lifely, and metaphorically. And start paying attention to retarded kids, because they seem to know a lot more about ghosts based on movies, television, and comic books and novels. Retarded kids are much more in touch with the afterlife than the rest of us. Dear Snowman, is it possible to have a secret room installed? Like you push a button and the wall moves or something? I'm completely obsessed with them, and I have some stuff that I would never want any of my guests getting into. Wiccan stuff and such. So is it possible? From Aldi. I suppose it's possible. But I would just push the secret button on you and stop being Wiccan. Push the button that opens the chamber of your heart where you can hide all these Wiccan desires and put them away. If there's something that you own and it's not even valuable, you just don't want anyone to see it, and you're going so far as to be like, can I put a secret fucking bat cave on the wall to keep people from seeing it? Maybe you should take that as a sign that you're doing something you should not be doing, such as being Wiccan, okay? Witches are not real, I'm sorry. Just read fucking Harry Potter. That can be close enough. That's good enough. That's spells. Dear Snowman, what does it mean if my pee stinks? Every time I finish using the bathroom, when I'm wiping, there'll be this foul smell. At first, I didn't know what it was. From Haley. I don't know. I don't know much about, lady wiping. Do you wipe, one time? Is it just, a sort of quick dab to get everything, or is it, a mess in there? When I take a crap, for example, I take a shit. Sometimes I wipe once and there's nothing there. Sometimes I wipe 500 times. I wipe until my ass crack is about 8 inches deeper. My hand is almost poking through. I can see my fingers on my torso, on my stomach on the other side. Because I've wiped away everything in between the asshole and the front of the body. But I have no idea what a normal woman wipe is like. I feel like it's very little, but I really don't know. I have no idea. Dear Snowman, can you take a sign to a WWE event that says boo? From Michaela. Why would you take a sign that says boo? You could just boo. But yeah, I don't think that there's going to be someone at the door being like, listen, this is where we fostered people known as, The Undertaker, and, Jake the Snake, and the Macho Man. What we don't care for here is negativity, okay? We don't want someone saying boo. We don't want someone saying they didn't do a good job. When people are finished wrestling, we clap respectfully and both exit the ring as adults. Fuck that. I think you could probably say boo on a sign and they would just think you were hiding something far, far worse, would be my question. If I was working security and saw a boo sign, I'd be like, we gotta see what's really on that fucking sign, because there's no way someone made a sign that just says boo. So yeah, go for it. Dear Snowman, I reused a condom twice, possibly inside out the second time. Can I get STDs? Had sex and took off the condom for a minute, had sex again and put it back on, possibly backwards. Can I get STDs even though it was exposed to air? I had a vasectomy, so I can't get the woman pregnant. Just worried about catching something. From Jimmy. Well, I'm pretty sure you can, yeah, because here's the thing. You can get the flu from someone if you're sharing the same airspace. So I would assume that if they breathe into a plastic bag and then you put it over your head and breathe in the air, you increase your chances. So basically what you did is first shielded your dick from the outside environment and then turned the shield backwards and projected it into your penis as much as you possibly can. Why are you reusing condoms? That's crazy. You've obviously come far enough in life to get a vasectomy, so quit reusing condoms. Dear Snowman, My daughter is, quote, dating a black boy. I don't mean to sound racist. I found out my 19-year-old daughter is dating a black guy. I'm really upset that she would do this. We didn't raise her this way. I tried to tell her how dangerous this is, but she won't listen, and she doesn't care about women and how that if she gets pregnant, he'll run out on her. I just don't want her to get raped or something like that. He could give her AIDS. What if he gets her to start doing drugs? She says that he loves him, but how do I tell her that it's only a phase? Help, please, from Julie. So you don't mean this to sound racist, but what if her black boyfriend is dangerous, doesn't care about women, gets her pregnant and leaves, rapes her and gives her AIDS? I mean, I feel like you really covered the racist bases for not being racist. I don't know what else you possibly could have said. I mean, you could have... I couldn't think of anything else you could say to make it more racist. Dear Snowman, do you use the bathroom in front of your spouse? I'm really curious about this. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, and together a year before that. I've never used the bathroom in front of him, although he will go number one in front of me. He always tells me he doesn't care if I see him go number two or not, but I think it would be awkward. Is it odd for me to feel strange using the bathroom in front of my own husband? From Lisa. Well, here's what I would say. Take a picture, have him take a iPhone picture of his face every time he's taking a shit, and he can send it to you via text. If he feels weird about doing that, then yeah, it's weird. I don't need to be in the room while someone's taking a shit. It's not about like, oh, I mean, you can spend your entire lives together other than the time you're shitting. And if that seems to be cutting in, then tell him to speed it the fuck up. You know, start having some more diarrheas, less hard shits that are long and need to take forever coming out. Or maybe you could compromise and you could be there while he shits and skip the wipe. Dear Snowman, my birth name and name on my diploma don't match. What should I do, or how do I take action to notarize it? From Neej. Neej, no one gives a fuck about your diploma, okay? Leave it alone. It's over. It doesn't matter anymore. Just let it go. The thing about a diploma is it's a complete waste of your time, and your money, and your life. You're not going to remember school. No one's going to care that you went to school. Do you know where my diploma is hanging? Because I don't. No one even knows. And plus, your name is Neej. So yeah, you should expect that your diploma doesn't match your name, because if you have a name like Neej, nothing's going to match your name. This entire world is unmatching to your name, and it never will match, okay? So just let it go. It's over, Neej. One more, everybody. Almost there, into the power, and I gotta pee. Dear Snowman, okay, so my mom found my porn about a week ago. This isn't the first time, and it probably won't be the last. What was weird about this time, though, was that she looked at every page. It was so wrong. I felt really weird and don't know how to respond to my mother looking at all the pictures of girls that turned me on. Is it just me, or is it something no one should go through? From Tim. Well, Tim, if you have a mom who's going through your porn, and you know she's going to be going through your porn again, I mean, I think if you look at porn in her house, it is her right to look at it. If she can find it, she can look through it. I think that's fair. And maybe this is her way. It's either she's fucking completely insane, or this is her way of trying to stop you looking at porn. Because she's like, all right, well, I'll just know everything you've ever came to. I'll look and see what you're into. Are you into MILFs and stuff? Because that would make it fucking weird. Or if you're into real crazy shit, that could be a problem. But other than that, I don't know. Screw it, man. She's your mom. What's she gonna do about it? Fight you? Whew. We made it. Power hour completed, huh? Well, everybody, thank you for coming out again. You know, I know we've had a lot of solo radio shows. I'm hoping to get some very special guests coming in, which maybe you've heard of if you follow me on Facebook, which you should do, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman. You can find most of it there. Helpfulsnowman.com. I've got everything going there. I'm going to try and unite all the content under there together, which is a lot of work, but you're worth it. All right. We'll see you next time. Get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night.
tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch doing the shit she did.